Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is such a jam.
Without a doubt.
All-time B.
This is like my... I'm not a huge hippity-hop guy.
What?
But the 90s hip-hop,
yeah.
Like that era, yep. Like growing up, I'll admit, that's still... That can still get me from... still wrote me in from time to time.
Yeah, that Dr. Dre era, Dre and Snoop...
And then like
around those like mid to early 90s, yeah.
And then like getting into some of the Jay-Z stuff and
sure.
Like Nas, some of that. And then
yep.
I don't do a lot of the new stuff because again, I'm an old white guy. So just
I was in high school when the Chronic 2001 came out,
oh,
and
yeah.
Boy, that was a banger.
Yes, yes, that was the land of everyone started to like.
The collabs and all that?
Well, no, just like everyone in my high school and like junior, it was like more like junior high for me. Everyone started wearing like LA Kings and like Chicago White Sox hats, and it was the gangster rap thing certainly swept Vancouver, Washington.
Straight out of the Couve.
Big Eazy-E fan were you?
You what?
Big Eazy-E fan were you?
there were a lot of those kids, and I'm like, dude, you grew up in Cascade Park. No way, dude. Straight G. Straight G. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little more about the NBA draft, which is tonight. The Blazers have the 11th overall pick. A little dealer's choice here. What do you want to get into first? Do you want to get into how the top of the draft looks, or do you want to get into what the Blazers might be looking for at their spots?
Well, I think we know what the first three picks are all but set in stone, and then after that, it's kind of like Thunderdome, right?
And see, I thought it was the first two, really. I thought, I mean, obviously it's Flag to Dallas, and then it seems like it's very clearly Dylan Harper to San Antonio.
Everything I've seen, and again, take this for what it's worth, because I just do the, when it comes to like stuff like this, I just groupthink it, right?
Sure.
I try to read as much as possible. I do not think I've seen a single mock in the last 3 days that doesn't have VJ Edgecombe, the kid from Baylor, going to Philadelphia.
And the only thing I've heard about that is that one, Edgecombe had a one-on-one workout with Philly where he shot the ball exceptionally poorly. He appeared nervous, and that's not a reason for them not to draft him. But I was also hearing that they don't necessarily, they may not be in love with him in that spot, and they could be a trade back candidate if somebody wanted to trade up.
I have heard the trade thing.
And so not that Edgecombe wouldn't be a fit for them, but we talked about Ace Bailey a little earlier, who's become an enigma and might be good enough to be the third taken overall, but we don't know. It certainly doesn't seem like the Sixers want him. And then he has said that he doesn't want any part of the Charlotte Hornets at 4, and he doesn't want any part of the Jazz at 5.
He's like refusing to work out.
He will not work out for these teams. And so maybe someone likes him enough to go get him at 3, but you're right. Otherwise, it seems like it's probably Edgecombe there, and then it does get more interesting as far as what could happen.
I have heard from so many people that just saying that after you get past that third spot that...
Who knows?
Yeah, 4 to all the way back to Portland, you know, whatever, dude, throw a dart. And that Portland seems to, at this point, kind of centered either on Jakaciunas, the big point guard, 6'6 point guard out of Illinois, or Carter Bryant, the wing out of Arizona.
Yeah.
Those seem to be the two that, if you believe what was being put out there amongst media type, that's kind of where Portland would be looking. And, you know, if it's Carter Bryant, makes sense, 6'6 wing, Arizona.
That's such an interesting like situation though, because like you had mentioned earlier with like Reed Sheppard, like Carter Bryant was a guy who, even though he's got all the measurables and has the look of a lottery pick, really, I mean, he didn't start for Arizona.
No.
So like his production on paper isn't special, but he might be a special player.
Yeah, freshman, right? So it was like 6'6" and something in shoes. He's like a 6'8", you know, because I always get weird when they give, it's like the bare feet. He's like a 6'8" wing guy, very athletic, shoots the ball. And then the other one, the Yakachunas kid, big playmaking point guard.
And I actually saw him play a little bit because the Ducks did play him.
Oh, and that was the game, dude, that Oregon got run off the court.
Yeah, he smoked him.
But you got to wonder, like, if they go with Yakachunas, does that kind of, I'm not saying that, like, signals the end of Scoot, but if you draft a guy that's it's a big point guard, doesn't that kind of...
Yeah, I mean, unless you think that you can play, that they're different enough that you can play them differently together. Like, then, you could move him off the ball, perhaps, but sharp, like...
I would... Yeah. I don't know. I just wonder. That's my only thing. Like, if you end up going with the big point guard at Illinois, I just wonder if maybe that says something about what you think of Scoot. Because certainly at this point, like, yeah, I mean, Scoot had a nice bounce back the second half of the season, but I think... It's certainly fair to ask the question, has Scoot done anything to lead you to believe that they won't draft his replacement? So I think that'll be interesting. If it's
And Yakachunas 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, so you could play him at the two and still have him handle the ball quite a bit.
Yeah, I just think if it's...
But you
then
wonder
again,
if it's redundant with Scoot.
But then you got Shaden Sharp. Like,
yep.
So, yeah. I don't know. If it's Carter Bryant, that I think is just okay, makes sense. Got a guy you like, young, big upside. How many athletic, rangy wings can you have? Dude, just stock your team with those guys. I just think if it's the point guard, I just think it's interesting. I think it's a fair question going into next season, because then you'll have seemingly Drew Holiday. And I would think Drew Holiday starts. Does he not? Or you would think. Is Holiday going to be okay coming off the bench behind Scoot? I mean, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you'll have a top three pick in Scoot going into what, his third year. You'll have Holiday, who's 35, who I would assume is not going to be happy being a role player on a...
Leading the second unit.
Leading the second unit on a maybe a play-in team. And then you've got another, you know, very young, talented point guard fighting for minutes. I just think that's a... That'll be the road that if that's what they go down, I think that's the more fascinating, if you will. Maybe drama-filled road.
Yeah.
Or again, I guess, I mean, Agor Demon could be another guy that fits that. But he was a guy that was linked to him. But for the most part, it feels like Demon is going to be...
off the board?
No, Demon will...
Slide further back.
Demon will slide down. That the Yakachunas and Demon kind of a little bit of the same player, and that Yakachunas is just the well. I haven't seen any mocks where Demon goes before.
Ahead of Yakachunas,
And Portland seems to be linked obviously that because, you know, if those two are on the board, it seems to be that's the consensus that he's the better prospect, even though they're both bigger, rangier point guards with maybe some shooting struggles.
Well, this will be heartbreaking for you because I know how bad you wanted to become a Con head here in Portland, but it does appear that while Con Knipple was once going to be in range for the Blazers potentially, it seems as though he will be long gone before they pick. A couple of other names to just keep on the radar. You mentioned Yegor Demon. Also, Derek Queen, the kid out of Maryland, is still somebody who could potentially be in the mix depending on how things fall. Kind of a bigger... almost like a Zeebo type body, and you wonder what you could get out of him. And then
well, he kind of might be a bit of a.
Yeah.
Some people think he might be a bit of a.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Bit of a bonehead. Yeah. maybe there's some character issues.
He was the guy that, when asked at the tournament, what makes him so confident in playing for his head coach, and he said,
"He do pay us the money."
And then the other one, and we'll get to this story maybe coming up next, but Noah Esenge, he's French, and he may be off the board as well. I've seen him mocked at 9 recently, but an interesting story from him because he's going to be at the draft tonight instead of at his team's championship series. Red flag, not so much. We'll discuss that and other draft stuff more coming up next on this SOB edition of Primetime 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.